Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson. It's Monday, and you know what that means. It's time for Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. On tonight's show, we'll talk with IndyCar driver Charlie Kimball. Indiana men's soccer falls short in a national championship game. IU football and men's basketball land transfers. We'll recap a busy week around the state of Indiana. We'll have our Big Boys Moving High School scoreboard update, and we'll look ahead to the week in IU athletics. So let's talk sports. We'll start with IU men's soccer falling short to Marshall in the NCAA Men's College Cup Championship game in Cary, North Carolina last Monday night. The Hoosiers lost 1-0 in overtime. Jameel Roberts scored at the 97-08 mark to give the Thundering Herd its first ever NCAA championship win with a 13-2-3 record. The Hoosiers end the year at 12-2-2, making their 21st College Cup appearance, 16th championship game appearance. They are now 8-8 overall. They last won it all in 2012 and lost to Stanford in overtime in 2017. Indiana men's basketball lands 7-foot center Michael Durer from South Florida. Durer is originally from Atlanta, Georgia. Played at Victory Rock Christian School, also played at Oldsmar Christian School. He will have 2 seasons left at IU after 3 years at South Florida. Durst started 85 of 87 games. He played in, he had 6.7 points, 6.5 rebounds, 1 block shot per game. Indiana football has landed transfer Stephen Carr from Southern California. The 6-foot, 215-pound running back from Gardena, California, played his high school ball at Summit High School in Fontana, California. He played for USC for 4 years and will have 1 year left here at IU. Carr ran for 1,329 yards on 264 carries, 12 touchdowns in 35 games and 6 starts. He caught 57 passes for 421 yards with 1 touchdown and returned 15 kickoffs for 321 yards. The Indiana Pacers season has ended. They beat the 10th seed Charlotte Hornets in the play-in tournament last Tuesday at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, 144-117. The Pacers had 8 players in double figures, with O'Shea Brissett leading the way with 23 points. Domas Sabonis had 14 points and 21 rebounds. Former IU player Cody Zeller had 17 points for the Hornets, and Rookie of the Year candidate LaMelo Ball had 14 points as well. The Pacers fell Thursday night to the 8 seed Washington Wizards, 142-115 in Washington. The Pacers had 6 players in double figures, led by Malcolm Brogdon with 24 points. Domas Sabonis had a triple-double with 19 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists. The Indiana Fever are 1-4 on the year. Lost at Connecticut, 88-67. Lost at home to Atlanta, 83-79. And then beat Washington Sunday afternoon, 89-77, as they honored former Fever player and current general manager Tamika Catchings after her Hall of Fame induction ceremony last week. The Fever will play the Washington Mystics on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. It is the final game at Bankers Life before moving to the Indiana Farmers Coliseum for the rest of the year. Due to ongoing renovations at the Fieldhouse, the Fever will travel out west Friday and Sunday to play Las Vegas at 10:30 on Friday and 6 o'clock on Sunday. The Indianapolis Indians are 11-6 on the year. They won at St. Paul, beating them Tuesday 7-3. Wednesday's game was suspended, and then they finished it Thursday, lost 3-2. Won Thursday 7-3, won Friday 6-4, Saturday 6-1. And lost 4-5 on Sunday. They will be at Omaha starting Tuesday through Sunday. The Indy 11 are 2-1 with 6 points on the year after beating Sporting Kansas City 2-0 at Michael Carroll Stadium on the IUPUI campus. The next game for the Indy 11 is Saturday at Louisville City FC at 7:30. The Indiana Cutters lost to the Lake County Warriors 16-12 at the Central Green Turf Field in Indianapolis in the second preseason game for both teams. Lazarus Bolton scored on a 1-yard touchdown run to make it 6-0 with 1:59 left in the first quarter. The Warriors scored on a safety with 7:19 left before halftime, and then 16 seconds later they took the kickoff 80 yards to the house to make it 8-6 with 7:03 left. The Cutters took the lead again when Sydney Moore found Jawan King on a 75-yard touchdown pass with 2:12 to go to make it 12-8. But the Warriors scored on a 20-yard touchdown pass with 26 seconds left in the game to make it 16-12. The Cutters will host the Quad City Titans in the Battleground Football League opener on June the 5th. High school sports time. Let's check the Big Boys Moving Company local high school scoreboard. Big Boys Moving serves you with an attitude of gratitude. Well, in high school softball, Edgewood is 19-5 and Western Indiana Conference co-champions after beating North Putnam 10-4. Bloomington North, 9-13 on the year, beat Owen Valley 12-2 in 5 innings, and North Davies 3-1. Bloomington South, 8-12, lost to Bedford North Lawrence 10-8 and beat West Washington 8-1. Edgewood Baseball is 15-8. They had a busy week, beating North Putnam 9-0, Bloomfield 10-5 in 5 innings, Eastern Green 12-2, lost to Bloomington North 10-5 and beat Cloverdale 11-1. Bloomington North 14-12, lost to Columbus East 5-0, lost to Floyd Central 2-0, and then beat Edgewood 10-5. Bloomington South 16-11. Beat Evansville North 5-2, Linton 7-3, Bloomfield 13-12, and Floyd Central 2-1. Girls tennis, Bloomington North is the sectional champion. The Cougars beat Bloomington South 3-2, Edgewood 5-0, and Bedford North Lawrence 5-0. They advanced to the regional this week. Edgewood finishes 2-9. They lost to Bloomington North 5-0. Bloomington South is 5-9 and lost to Bloomington North 3-2. Boys golf, Bloomington North is 5th at the Conference Indiana Championship with a score of 354. Edgewood tied Clay City 175 apiece. Bloomington South wins the Conference Indiana Championship with a score of 305. At the girls track sectional at Bloomington North, the host Cougars win with a score of 142 points. They had two individual champions and a relay. South was second with 129.5 points, five individual champions. Edgewood was third, 92.833, two individual champions and a relay. Lighthouse Christian Academy was 10th with 12 points. The regional is tomorrow at Bloomington North starting at 6 o'clock. And in the boys track sectional at Bloomington North, the host Cougars win with 180 points. Send seven individual champions to relays. Bloomington South, 126 points with one individual champion. Edgewood third with 56.5 points, two individual champions. Lighthouse Christian Academy was 12th with 2 points. The regional is Thursday at Bloomington North at 6 o'clock. In unified track and field, Bloomington South won the sectional with 116 points. Bloomington North was second with 115, and Edgewood was 88th, was in 5th place with 88 points. That is a look at our Big Boys Moving High School scoreboard update. When we come back, we'll talk to IndyCar driver Charlie Kimble. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
When you're preparing to buy a new home, the last thing you should have to worry about is the safety of your possessions. Allow Big Boys Moving to professionally oversee the transport of your precious belongings. Big Boys Moving is locally owned with years of experience. Whether your relocation is local or long distance, allow Big Boys to move you with an attitude of gratitude. Call today, 812-947-1479, or online at bbmoving812.com.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days, but as your local independent insurance agency, WeatherVane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service. Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. It is time to welcome in my guest. He drives the number 11 Traceba AJ Foyt Racing IndyCar for AJ Foyt Enterprises. Charlie Kimball is my guest. Charlie, a pleasure to have you. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to join me.
Well, thanks for having me on, Nick.
With the Indy 500 coming up, and of course, last year there was no 500 in May due to the COVID-19 pandemic, how does it feel to be back at the Speedway in the month of May?
Well, I moved to Central Indiana about 12 years ago, and it's the only place I've lived that has five seasons. And the fifth season, the month of May, to me, is the absolute best one by far. And last year, it just felt wrong. And then we go and have an Indy 500 in August, and that beautiful racetrack, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, didn't have any fans. It just felt soulless. Like, the race cars may be the heart of that track, but the fans are the soul for sure. And so being back there this month, starting with the GMR Grand Prix last weekend, the week of practice for the Indy 500 this week, it's been so nice to come out of the garages and have autographs to sign for fans and see a lot of the same familiar faces that have been around the garage area year in, year out. You know, I'm attempting to qualify for my 11th Indy 500. And so for me to see those fans back really kind of closes the loop on the last year and not getting to do the Indy 500 in May. And it's just a great opportunity to put on an incredible motor race in front of a fan base that's going to fill the facility to about 40% capacity.
You were 22nd on Saturday at the GMR Grand Prix. Even though you didn't get the result that you wanted, I'm sure that you were just excited to see fans back in the stands and a lot of energy off the crowd and everything else that was going on just surrounding this month.
It felt great to get back in the car. Like you say, the result wasn't what we were looking for, but with a third car program at AJ Foyt Racing for the month of May, both the Grand Prix and then adding a fourth car even with JR Hildebrand for the Indianapolis 500, there were some new team gremlins to work out, bugs in the system. These guys hadn't really done pit stops in anger until warm up right before the race, at least as a group. And so when we got out in the race, we didn't get the result, but we got the chance for the crew guys to do three good pit stops under the pressure of race conditions, true race conditions, really. And we were within shouting distance of our teammates. So I think as a team, we had some more pace to find on the road course. And then we switched over to the oval, and we maybe haven't had the pace right away we'd want. But as a four-car operation, we're enjoying the opportunity to explore four different avenues each day of practice, come back at the end of the day and pick the best of the best to move forward into the next day.
Do the drivers like having the Grand Prix before the 500?
I think it's a great way to open the month of May. It's a great opportunity to get back to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, settle in without the pressure of 225, 230 miles an hour. Yes, the road course is still pretty fast. Those long straights, you still see pretty good top speeds, but at the same time, you're not under the same pressure that the Indy 500 produces. So I love it. I love that it's kind of the kickoff race to the month of May and really bookends the month of May with the Grand Prix at the beginning and the Indy 500 at the end.
You talked about your three other teammates for AJ Foyt Racing, JR Hildebrand, Dalton Kellett, and Sebastian Bourdais. What is it like to work with those guys day in and day out and have them as teammates?
Well, it's great. Sebastian's a four-time IndyCar champion. Dalton is kind of a rookie, brings a fresh perspective. He's not a true rookie. He raced in enough races last year that it's not, he doesn't get to wear that rookie moniker, but this is his first full-time season in IndyCar. So he comes with a fresh perspective. And JR and I go back all the way back to Indy Lights days, even racing in Europe a little bit. And we get often lumped into the same kind of bracket because he got into MIT out of high school, didn't go, went to race cars. I got into Stanford, didn't go, went to race cars. And we're both from California. So we get kind of lumped into the smart kid from California group. And for a while, JR, myself, and James Hinchcliffe used to get mistaken for each other quite a lot at the racetrack. JR has grown his hair out, looks more like Keanu Reeves and John Wick than James or I anymore, which is a nice opportunity for the fans to tell us apart. But working with those guys, everyone comes with a different perspective. They want different things from the car. They approach the week of practice and the weekend of qualifying a little bit differently. So as a driver, for me, I feel like I have three other perspectives to learn from and see if I can pick out good things from what they do.
Now, speaking of James Hinchcliffe, he officiated your wedding. What is that experience like? Because he's one of the most popular drivers and has been for a long time.
Well, James and I are pretty good friends and we go back a long time. And we asked him to officiate our wedding and he looked at us like we were playing a practical joke on him. He said, wait, are you serious? And I've seen him on vacation. I've seen him at the Indy 500. Saw him in the hospital pretty soon after his crash at Indy. Saw him the year he didn't qualify for the Indy 500 when he was getting ready to dance on the final of Dancing with the Stars. I've never seen him more nervous as right before our wedding ceremony where he was going to officiate. He to this day swears we shouldn't watch the wedding video because he feels like it was too nerve-wracking and he didn't do a good job. And let's be honest, he did a great job and everyone who was there felt it was a very memorable experience.
You got several rookies that are competing both in the Grand Prix and the 500. Scott McLaughlin, Jimmy Johnston, Romain Grosjean. I mean, how does it feel to compete with all these big names that come over from other forms of racing?
Well, Scotty McLaughlin's doing a great job coming over from Fiat Supercars down under. He has dropped in and done an amazing job. Obviously, Penske runs a great organization in their race team, as well as at the racetrack now. Getting to race against Jimmy and Romain was fun because Romain was my teammate years and years ago in Europe. And so for our paths to cross again in IndyCar on the road course is pretty neat.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with IndyCar driver Charlie Kimball after this timeout. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Are you spending more time at home these days? If so, then you'll want to consider having your carpets professionally cleaned. Brothers Carpet Cleaning has been the region's premier cleaner for nearly a decade. Their truck-mounted systems are the most effective to remove bacteria, allergens, and pet dander. Brothers Carpet Cleaning will professionally clean your carpet, tile, upholstery, and wood. When it has to be clean, call Brothers Carpet Cleaning. Online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan. From newborn to 89 years old, from term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. My guest, IndyCar driver Charlie Kimball. Charlie, we were talking about all the rookies in the Grand Prix and the 500. There's also been an influx of young talent that has won a lot of the races so far this year with Pato O'Ward, Colton Herta, and Rinus Vicky winning the Grand Prix, and they're all 24 years of age or younger, and the only veteran to win right now is Scott Dixon.
Yeah, it's an interesting moment, I think, in IndyCar, because for a long time, the experienced drivers, therefore the sort of older age drivers, have the experience to overcome that youthful exuberance. However, in the last couple of years, especially this year, as you talked about, those young drivers are really strong, and they've gotten the win at Texas and St. Pete, Barber. And I think that is indicative of where the sport's going. But at the same time, the Indianapolis 500 as a race itself is challenging because there's so much that goes into it. It's not just 500 miles on Memorial Day Sunday. It's the week of practice. It's managing tires and energy, setting your car up, figuring out how to make your car good in traffic, knowing when to push in qualifying on carb day, in the race itself, knowing which lap is when you turn that wick up and really move that aggression knob higher so that you can get out front and stay out front. And I think managing that race personality comes from experience. Although Colton has the experience of his dad, Brian, to lean on, I think that you may see some of the better finishers in the Indy 500 being more experienced drivers.
What did you think of the move that Rinus put on in the middle of the race where he sliced right through the middle of two of the other drivers?
It was pretty cool. He obviously used the overtake and the draft of both cars. And then when he got in there, he was not afraid to be late on the brakes. And he had Carpenter cars. Rinus was really good the whole weekend at the Grand Prix for practice, qualifying, and then in the race was able to get the move done and get the victory. And I don't think it's the last time we see him as a former Indy Lights champion stand on the top step of an IndyCar podium.
Now, you said you grew up in California. You were born in England. You're a lifelong LA Dodgers fan. So who is your favorite Dodger player? And are you happy that Albert Pujols is now with the Dodgers?
A big acquisition with the Dodgers, getting Albert Pujols first base and another big bat in the rotation. Had a couple of injuries this year. Guys like Corey Seager and Chris Taylor and, you know, Edwin Rios, some of the pitching staff as well. It's a little decimated for it being May, but there's plenty of time. I think the team itself, if they can stay close in that NL West, it's funny because JR and I, as teammates, he's a big Giants fan. I'm a big Dodgers fan. So we try not to talk baseball in the engineering office so that it doesn't come to blows. But at the same time, I think the Dodgers are going to be strong. You know, Mookie Betts is such a leveling influence in the clubhouse. Justin Turner, I've always been a fan of. You know, Corey Seager, I think, is a real quiet guy. Doesn't let, you know, flash or any of that sort of stuff do the talking. He lets his performance, you know, on the diamond in the batter's box really do his talking. So I've always respected that, but you know, I had the opportunity to meet Tommy Lasorda when he came to the Indy 500 a few years ago now. And, you know, now that he's passed, I really treasure my Tommy Lasorda signed Dodgers hat and Tommy Lasorda signed baseball. And, you know, I think I've got a fairly extensive sports memorabilia collection all the way from ice hockey to tennis to baseball and basketball, football as well. And to me, that Tommy Lasorda baseball is probably one of my highlights.
Your wife, Kathleen, graduated with her MBA in the Kelley School of Business from Indiana University. I have to think that she's excited to see what is going on down here with her alma mater and all the exciting news with the sports programs.
She keeps up with it a little bit. She did her undergrad at USC out in California. So I think first and foremost, she's a Trojan. But I know that IU football might have picked up a transfer from the USC program. And you know, I always enjoy fall and just the feel of fall college football, because when the air cools off and you've got chili on the grill and you're watching football on a Saturday afternoon, to me, that's a great lead in to winter and the Christmas time, the holidays. Coming out of that always leads into the month of May for me.
At 22, you were diagnosed with diabetes and you've been very open with your diabetes. I found out in November of 2019 that I'm type 2 diabetic. So can you give me any advice on how to just manage it every day and deal with it? Because as you know, it's a daily struggle.
It can be a daily struggle for sure. And I will say welcome to the Cool Kids Club. I met a recently diagnosed type 1 at the racetrack today. And I said the same thing to her as well, that she's now a part of the Cool Kids Club. And it can be a struggle, but I think for me, One of the things I found a lot of success in is applying the same routine and discipline that I apply to my work ethic as an athlete to my diabetes management. And I'm not saying that I eat the same thing at the same time every day, because my schedule will never allow for that. But I'm conscientious about it. I'm learning. I'm always understanding what foods affect my blood glucose differently and what insulin doses I need to take based on certain foods, and trying to do research into understanding how my body as an athlete, but my body is different than people who have functioning pancreases that don't need to keep an eye on their carbohydrate intake, don't need to manage their insulin doses. I've tried to learn and understand how my body works because it is different. And while I would love to have the opportunity to give diabetes back, the fact that I'm still able to do what I love and live my dream of driving race cars, and at the same time, empower and encourage people with diabetes to do the same and live their dreams, is extremely fulfilling to me. And I think it helps make me a better driver and a better athlete because of it rather than despite it.
Well, you've definitely done a great job being a voice for it, being outspoken for it. And I definitely thank you for all that advice. And I thank you for joining me tonight, Charlie. Really appreciate it. Good luck to you in the 500, and we'll definitely be watching. Thanks again for taking time out of your busy schedule. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, Nick. Appreciate it too.
My thanks to Charlie Kimball for being my guest this week. Kimball attempted to qualify for his 11th Indy 500 over the weekend, and he was unable to make the 33-car field along with rookie R.C. Enerson. Scott Dixon won the pole, and Simona DiSilvestro claimed the 33rd and final spot for the Indianapolis 500 next Sunday afternoon. IU baseball has had a rough week, 24-16 this season. The Hoosiers have dropped 5 in a row, lost to Illinois 3-2 in 10 innings in a makeup game from April, lost to Nebraska 8-5 Friday and 3-1 Saturday. Nebraska beat Ohio State Sunday afternoon to claim the Big Ten regular season title, and then the Hoosiers fall to the Buckeyes Sunday afternoon 3-1. 24-16 on the season. They are back in action against the Buckeyes this evening on the Big Ten Network, and then finish up the regular season with an important 3-game series at Maryland Friday through Sunday. Friday's game at 6:30, Saturday at 2 o'clock, Sunday at 1 o'clock. Track and field, 35 total entries for the NCAA East Region meet at Hodges Stadium in Jacksonville, Florida at the University of North Florida. 20 women's entries. They will compete Thursday and Saturday. 15 men's entries, and they will compete Wednesday and Friday for a chance to go to the NCAA championships in Eugene, Oregon. Men's golf was 9th out of 14 teams at the NCAA regional in Tallahassee, Florida, with a score of 869, 5 over par. That ties the best finish at an NCAA regional when the Hoosiers were 9th in 2012. Mitch Davis, best individual player for IU, tied for 23rd. The Little 500 bike races are this Wednesday at Bill Armstrong Stadium on the IU campus. The women will race at noon, the men at 4. No fans will be allowed, and it will be streamed on broadcast.iu.edu. And the Josh Burton Memorial and Fireworks Show at the Bloomington Speedway is this Friday evening. Thank you for joining us this evening, and thanks to our sponsors on behalf of the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network. My name is Nick Jenkinson. Join us throughout the week on social media and every Monday night right here for more Talkin' Sports.
This was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.